I want to take you through a little exercise of the imagination that helps understand knots. We'll begin with this ordinary looking unknotted piece of tubing. But what's not immediately obvious about the tubing is that it has a certain magical kind of property. When you look through the loop, you see a window to another aspect of the universe. So we look through and we see another entirely different world with entirely different things and ways of operating. This world is Narnia. And I can step through the loop, and I can get into Narnia. Here we are in Narnia. We can go around, explore Narnia, find very many interesting things. But no matter where we go in Narnia, this magical coil is still here. We can come back and look. What do we see when we look through the coil? We see Earth again. And I can get back to Earth by stepping through the tube, and I'm back in Earth. So this tubing creates a two-way branching in the universe. When I go through it once, I go from Earth to Narnia. If I go through it again, I go from Narnia back to Earth. And it doesn't matter which direction I go through. I went from Earth to Narnia. Here I'm in Narnia, and I can step back out, and I'm in Earth again, and so forth. But the tubing doesn't have to be arranged as an ordinary kind of unknotted door. What happens if you knot the tubing? Well, let's try and find out. Here I've arranged the magical tubing in the form of a trefoil knot. The tubing still creates a singularity in the fabric of the universe. It causes a two-way branching around it. But what happens now? What you see now that the knot has created is four windows to other possible worlds. There's a window at the bottom, there's a window in the middle, there's a window at your upper right, and a window at your upper left. And these all possibly go to different universes. If we were to pass through one of the windows to one of the other universes, we could go around and look further, and we'd still see perhaps different or perhaps some of the same universes again. Just remember that whenever you go twice around a little strand of the knot, you get back where you started. I'm going to draw a diagram now to try to work out what we get from this singularity in the universe in the shape of a knot. Here's a diagram of the four windows created by the knot. And I've labeled two of them, A and B. I haven't labeled the other two. That's deliberate, because as you'll see, you can achieve the same effect as going through the middle by first going through A and then going through B. Let me show you how that works. Take a piece of rope, first put it through A, now put it through B, and it's the same effect as going through the middle. So I'm justified in saying that the middle is AB. Well, once we know how to achieve the effect of going through the middle portal by A's and B's, we can also figure out a way to go through this upper right portal. We can go through A, then through B, and then back through A, and it'll be the same effect as going through the upper right passageway. But remember, when you go through A forwards or backwards, it's always the same, since the knot is creating only an order two branching, a twofold branching. Let's try it with rope and find out. So I'm going to go through A, then through B, and back through A, and it's the same as going through this upper right portal. And I'll write this equation. I can get here by going through A, through B, and through A again. I'm really coming back through A, but I'm counting it the same as going forward through A. Well, I can also use this little region of the knot here to find an alternate route to get through the upper left. Namely, I can come back through B and then down through AB, and that'll be the same as going through the upper left. So I have an equation. BAB equals ABA. Get to the same place by first doing B, then A, then B, as I do by doing A and B and A. With this information, we can easily draw a diagram of all the possible worlds we get to through the trefoil knot. Here's our home world. From our home, we can start out by going A, or we can start out by going B. Once we're here, if we go through A again, we'll get back home. But if we go through B, we'll get to a another world. This is the same one you get by going through the window in the middle. From here, once you've done B, you can do A again, and you get to a different place. From here, if we do B, we'll get back to where we were before, but if we do an A, we're at a different place. And here, if we do A, we're back to where we were before, but if we do B, we're at a different place. And here I have that A, B, A equals B, A, B. So the trefoil knot, with this two-way branching around it, creates six different worlds. It creates a diagram like so. You notice that this upper right passageway would be really going like so if you go A, B, A, and if you do it again, you get back to where you started. If you're over here and you do A, B, A, you get to here. Do it again, you get back again. From here, A, B, A, it takes you to here and back again. It's interesting to look at the middle passageway, what happens here. It's a little bit different. So far, all the passageways we've thought about very hard have taken you to a different world. If you go through again, you get back to the same world. And that's because they were just going around a little piece of the knot. But the A, B door is a little different. If you start here, and if you do A, B, you get to this corner of the hexagon. If you do A, B again, you get to this corner of the hexagon. And if you do A, B again, you get back home. So the trefoil knot has forced this pattern on us. Going through the middle doorway, you have to go through three times to get back home. Any knot you have will create some form of a branching universe. And you can often use this to distinguish between different knots. We know the trefoil knot is not the unknot. It's really knotted because it creates a different branching pattern in the universe.